Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can always respond to anything we've done the last couple of days or a couple of weeks, obviously.
A couple of days ago,
Tyler Walsh admitted, said he had one nut hangs and one nut's kind of hanging out, like halfway out. In the spirit of Nine and a Half Toed Luke, I'm proposing a new nickname for Tyler Walsh, One and a Half Nut Walsh. All right. Well, he does that. He does a whole full nut. He just says it's not fully descended. He goes, it looks weird in pictures, he said. Like he's had more than one picture of it. That's my favorite part about that.
I'm going to go ahead and say I'm against that because apparently Tyler already wants to kill me, so I'm,
that's
I don't
right.
need to give him any more fuel for the fire.
This is how we kill puss.
Yeah.
My syndrome is anxiety, and now I'm worrying about getting all the stuff you guys are talking about. I think we're doing that to a lot of people now. Not like I have enough things to worry about in life. Keep it up. All right. Sorry, Mike.
He's not.
We have fart news here.
Yes,
out of the
Daily
Mail. These aren't just foods that make you fart, but foods that produce the smelliest gas.
I think we're going to agree with most of this.
Yeah, usually the beans and the eggs, they get all the blame.
Yeah, Burger King onion rings, man.
That?
Well, that's part of it.
Is this Burger King onion rings or just a fried onion rings?
No.
Because they're the worst.
These are all foods that contain sulfur. So when it gets metabolized, you squirt out the sulfur. They include beef, garlic, and onions. Poultry, that one surprises me. I don't know. What are those, chicken farts?
I never know what makes you fart. You
Anything.
Know,
turkey farts.
Yeah.
Artificial sweeteners.
Farts.
Like Diet Coke.
Well, we talked about the when you eat sugar-free cough drops, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
They make you fart.
Artificial sweetener.
They warn you.
Yeah, you
may
fart
produce
like crazy on those
a
things,
laxative
man.
Effect.
Oh, yeah.
And you fart,
and you stink, man.
Right on the bag.
I know.
In fact, with that Diet Coke, somebody's going to be stanking up a New York courtroom pretty soon here.
Yes.
Swinging a lot of Diet Coke. Mm. And a high fiber. It looks like they're showing a plate of Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I like this line. They're talking about the beef and the pork. It says, fatty foods, which take a longer time to digest than fruits and vegetables, spend time festering and fermenting in the gut, increasing the likelihood that the gas emissions will smell bad. Yeah. Yeah.
And then garlic is chock full of compounds called...
Oh, you can smell garlic, man.
Oh, yeah.
Fructans, fermentable carbohydrates also found in onions, leeks, scallions, and wheat. The human digestive system cannot metabolize fructans.
Fructan.
Fruit. Okay. F-R-U-C-T-A-N-S.
Yeah, that's another one. It says it ferments in your gut, basically, turning into nasty-ass gas.
And the chicken... Well, that one surprises me, but apparently it contains a lot of sulfur due to amino acids. These are more hard to pronounce words. Methionine.
I still don't know why, particularly the brand of Burger King onion rings makes you smell like that. Because other onion rings don't make
something
it.
About them.
There's wow. something
I
about
I think
them.
It's be and they're really good. Some sort of pressed onion to put in there. I mean, it's not an actual ring from the onion.
Can I get some Burger King onion rings with extra fructans, please?
It's probably
high in that. I'm sure there are some onions that have more fructans than others, and I bet you Burger King onions top the list.
But they smell like you took the onion ring and rolled it in turds, and then that's what it smells like when it comes back out of you.
It's not just you. There's a whole Reddit thread here.
A lot of guys respond to that. On Burger King onion rings?
Yeah. Burger King onion rings equal lethal gas from hell itself.
Oh, we've had people. I knew it wasn't just me. People responded.
The opening line: I can't be the only one who gets farts that scare away animals after eating Burger King onion rings. I mean, Technicolor 4th of July farts.
Oh, we have tons of circumstantial evidence about the farts that Burger King onion rings
produce.
Yeah, it's
not. This is a thing. It's a recognized thing.
Yeah.
But nobody knows, and all the commenters are like, "Yeah, I do too," but I don't know why.
I mean, I discovered that years ago. Like in an old apartment I had with some guys, and we had Burger King onion rings, and I just destroyed those dudes, man.
Yeah. I don't think I get farty after chicken.
Farty.
Or poultry.
I eat a lot of chicken.
Yeah. So do I.
It depends on how it's prepared.
Yeah. When we eat chicken, the digestive system breaks down proteins into amino acids. They're absorbed into the bloodstream. These amino acids are metabolized in the body. Sulfur compounds are the byproduct. Fried chicken. Okay, that'll do it the worst for you. Leads to fermentation in the gut. Yeah, certain cuts of poultry. Chicken thighs contain more fat than other cuts, which could also contribute to the gassiness. I like a good chicken thigh.
It's the same thing as the beef and poultry or beef and pork. They say the high fatty, it takes longer to digest, so it's in there longer fermenting.
No, it's swim for it fatty, not high fatty. Okay.
Sure.
That's a Walsh reference.
High fructose corn syrup could also cause excessive gas and diarrhea.
In the morning.
Artificial sweeteners, stevia, aspartame. I can pronounce those. Many sweeteners are not fully digested by the body and can pass through the small intestine.
I eat the large intestine in my coffee in the morning. Yeah.
Or the fermentation.
Nutrien or something? Oh, sorry.
Nutella?
I think I almost swore there.
I
started to say, the F-bomb, but I stopped myself.
NutraSweet?
Nah, it wasn't that. I forget what my wife buys. Ultra, I don't know, whatever. It's not bad, but it does make me fart. But everything makes me fart, so. I actually saw the Tourette's TikTok girl at the Under Armour store in Kansas City. This is from Glenn. Is she from that area? I don't know where she's from. I asked my girlfriend if that's who it is. My girlfriend had no clue. I Googled her, and it was her. Whole time we were in the store, she was making random whistles and noises, the same thing on the TikToks. People were giving her the side eye, knowing that what was happening. The best part is the checkout line is right behind her and right in front, and she goes to the clerk, "We're all going to die."
Oh,
and the guy, he turned to start laughing, and the clerk didn't say a word. All right, keep up the great work, guys. Love you, Glenn. Yeah, I don't know if she's from that area. She must be, you know.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Healthy foods.
I like her. I like watching her.
High in fiber, including broccoli, asparagus, cabbage. Take longer to digest, allowing more time for fermentation in the large intestine. Here's a fun fact. Gas coming out of your ass. Flatulence, a natural part of life. The average person passes gas 13 to 21 times a day.
I think we're probably all on the high side.
I'm above average.
And the gas can travel up to 10 feet per second, nearly 7 miles an hour.
Speed of life.
It's amazing.
Speed of life.
I said life.
I'm continually amazed at how quickly a dog fart can cross the room.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jesus.
A couple of them that fart a lot. And they all eat the
stuff. Well, you got to think about this, too. A dog fart, they don't have pants on.
No.
True.
So, we're not walking around naked. If we were naked, it would travel really quickly.
I don't think that filter helps that much.
But the thing
it helps enough because the dog is just right there. Direct shot across the room.
The thing that surprises me is the dog farts can, it seems to not faze her at all. Like, right. The dog can just be laying over there asleep, and then all of a sudden, the fart just comes up and punches me in the face, and she didn't even move.
And they're never audible.
No, I've heard audible
really?
Ones.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. An audible dog fart. I would laugh for days.
I think I've...
And tell the story a long time.
Yeah, well, my family would be like, yeah, we know, you heard it.
I've heard it in after you...
Oh, you're like a Wicked Game song. Yeah, that kind of dog fart.
I've heard it like after you turn off the light at night and the dog's in the bedroom. And
nobody else is there.
Like you haven't quite fallen asleep yet and you just hear that little...
It's not your wife, not you.
Nope, right. You can tell it's the dog.
That's great. Right.
It's the dog.
One of our dogs, if she hears me fart, she'll just kind of turn her head and then get off the couch.
That dog licks its own ass. Well, and you've disgusted
it. It's weird because our other dog, if he senses it, he's deaf now, so we can't hear. But he'll give it a whiff. Like it's weird because dogs are into turds. Any turd they walk upon, they're like, oh, better get real close to this and see what's going on here.
They smell ass, man. They love ass. Yeah. The dogs love ass, for sure. They are starting to breed cows now, because cow farts, believe it or not, are a big cause of climate change, unless you're an idiot.
The methane.
That.
They blow a lot of methane out.
And they're trying to, breed cows now? This came a couple days ago.
Yeah, they've said that there's a new study.
Less farting cows, yeah.
A new study from Curtin University Sustainability Policy Institute in Australia.
Right.
Drawing conclusions about various ways to curb methane emissions, and they're saying that, like you said, the cows around the world are a big source of methane.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to,
that's why the vegetarians say that, eating meat is one of the reasons that, I want to piss off the farmers, but they say this, that is one of the reasons for global warming.
But they said changing what breeding objectives they have can permanently reduce methane production. There are low-emission cattle, they call them, that have inheritable genetic traits that make them fart less. And so they're saying, okay, well, let's take those cows that fart less.
Right.
Breed more of those and less of the ones that fart all the time.
Does it have a lot to do with what they eat? Because don't they mostly eat grass? Right. I don't know what you feed cows.
But what they do, and somebody's against this, which makes no sense because it's proven that methane eats away at the ozone and blah, blah, blah. These are all facts. But not if you watch Newsmax, I guess, or Fox.
How do they know that those cows fart less?
Science.
That'd be a horrible guy. The scientist has to study that.
How are they measuring that?
Somebody's got to monitor that.
Apparently. This farm smells better than the others? It's the cows farting less?
Apparently it's cow burps, too. Cow farts and cow burps both have a bunch of methane.
Because they got the multiple stomachs.
This is the conversation for Wall. He hung out with a lot of cows back in the day,
And some bovines.
And some animals, too.
And cow urine contains ammonia mixed with the soil, becomes a greenhouse gas nitrous oxide. Is that laughing gas?
Yeah.
If a cow's farting, I'm laughing,
Do cows laugh?
Well, this is a cow pissing.
Oh, cow pissing. Okay. Yeah. All right. It's raining like a cow pissing. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if it's all the same, if the low emission cattle, if the beef and everything you get from them is the same.
Right.
Well, then let's let's make
green.
More of those.
That's green. You got to vote against that.
And they potty trained them. Right. Did you read that paragraph? 2021, a team of scientists successfully trained dairy cows to use a special pen, as in a cow pan.
An area.
Yeah, an area called the Mulu to do their business, encouraging them to urinate on AstroTurf without harming the environment. If they used the Mulu, they were
rewarded. Oh, it's like those AstroTurf you see them in the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they trained the cows to use it.
To go piss on the AstroTurf. Like they have those areas in airports.
Airports.
Your service dog. No, I've seen them in malls, too.
I guess we're seeing...
Service dogs.
Service dogs, right, yeah. But airports have those pissing.
Oh, man, they even punished them. They gave them sugar water if they did it right. They sprayed them with water for 3 seconds if they pissed anywhere else.
Son of a bitch.
Like a spritz in the cat?
Yeah. Only on a much larger scale.
Yeah. Does that turf suck up in the airport pumpkin can turd from Pete Lee's dog.
I don't know.
Diesel.
Yeah, they probably got to clean. That's got to be the worst job at the airport, cleaning up that crap.
Oh, yeah.
I think Pete cleaned that up himself. He took care of that.
Yeah, well, he didn't dump in the designated. Dog didn't dump in the designated area.
No.
Dumped in a line at Starbucks or something.
I would imagine if your dog takes a dump on one of those areas, you got to still pick it up and throw it away, don't you?
I would imagine.
The AstroTurf area?
Yeah.
The dump, yeah. Right. Because the fish does drain, right.
And he doesn't need to fly with a dog.
He would say otherwise.
He's got some issues, man. We love the guy. He's funny as hell.
I think he's back here in the fall, I saw.
Is he cool?
Yeah. Right.
Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.